Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Jesus wins. 2 Chronicles 32, verses 7 through 8a. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Many years ago, I was listening to a pastor being interviewed on the radio. He was commenting about a man who had been in one of his exhaustive studies in the book of Revelation. The pastor asked if anyone in the class could sum up what the book of Revelation meant to them. An older gentleman stood and quietly stated, "Jesus wins." As we look around the world, we sometimes feel as though we are on the losing side. That is absolutely untrue. We have victory in Jesus. Let me be quick to point out that our victory is not because of our strength or our mental superiority. Our victory comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's scripture, King Hezekiah of Judah was faced with an enemy that seemed unbeatable. Surrounded by an army that had crushed other nations, he was ordered to surrender. But God told Hezekiah to stand fast. You may recall that Hezekiah took the letter that the Assyrian king had sent, ridiculing the Lord, into the temple and laid before the God of Israel. The battle was not Hezekiah's, but God's. In one night, 185,000 enemy soldiers were cut down, and the siege against Jerusalem was over. Never feel that we are on the losing side. Just remember the comment that the older gentleman made. Jesus wins. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.